Joining me from the Mexico High School, she's the college and career advisor, Rebecca Maupin, and want to say good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking time to let me come on today.
Well, we're excited to have you in here because there's several events that are going to be coming up. I was reading about a job shadowing that's going to be happening. Tell us a little bit about that, if you will.
Yeah, so our job shadow, we're changing it up a little bit this year. In the past, it's kind of been on the students to go out and find those job shadows, and we know that sometimes they don't know what they don't know, right, as teenagers. So this year we kind of flipped that around a little, and we were looking for community partners that are willing to host a student for, it can be a single student, it can be multiple students, it can be a half a day, it can be a whole day. It's really flexible to what the employer needs or the employer's willing to do. And really what that student does when they're at that job is really just see that the day ins and day outs and, you know, just get some experience. So many of our students don't have that opportunity to just get out there and look. And then when it comes time to thinking about post-high school, they really don't have any idea or any direction because they haven't had exposure. And so, you know, we're really hoping that this is, it's part of our college and career readiness model that we use at the high school. And that sophomore goal is that they do a job shadow. So we've had some really good response. We're really looking for, you know, we could use some more. We can always use more exposures for kids, and it's a good way for the community to get involved with the high school on a pretty basic level. It doesn't require a whole lot of commitment. It's just a day, and then, you know, we just ask that you return them at the end of the day is kind of our goal.
Sure.
So, but yeah, we're excited for it. We've got a lot of businesses, like I said, in town. We have some that are out of town. We're trying to get some state jobs, state organizations involved with it as well. So we're looking to expand. And if you have any questions or if you're on the fence, you know, certainly give me a call at the high school.
All right. Still looking for a few employers at this point. When do you hope to have that job shadowing day? Is that coming up soon as well?
Yeah. So we're hoping to kind of finalize the list for students to be placed in, and we'll be doing the placing. And there's some requirements that the students need to meet in order to participate. We think that that's really important, you know. But it's going to be Wednesday, March 19th. And like I said, you can have a one student, multiple students, half a day, all day. You know, it's really, really up to whatever the business, what works best for them.
All right. Well, that sounds great. As I understand it, there's a job fair that's going to be taking place soon as well.
There is. So spring is very, very busy at the high school. You know, in the fall, we do a lot of college fairs and find your path. And in the spring, we focus a lot on outside of the high school. So we've got the job fair in March. We are the shadow day in March. We'll have a job fair on April 17th. That's a Thursday. It'll be in the afternoon. And it's going to be for those who are hiring or will be hiring teenagers. So 16 to, you know, 18 plus is what we're really looking at for there. I'll be seeking out some businesses and putting some of that information out fairly soon so that we can get that lined up. It's about, it's seventh hour and seminar is what time it is. So it's, you know, 2 to 3:15-ish, but we'll have students come down and, you know, you can interview on the spot. You can offer jobs on the spot. So, you know, really trying to employ our youth, because that is the foundation for a sustainable community. I know that the Mexico Sustainability Project works a lot on the back end, and you know, we're trying to do our part on the front end to be really proactive and making sure that we're developing those skill sets early on.
No doubt. What else did you have coming up?
Yeah, and
one
so
more
then,
thing.
One more thing. Yes. And then the end of April, we are going to be doing a workforce tour. So we do the manufacturing tour for freshmen when we go around and tour some of our factories and industry. But that workforce tour is really going to be centered around the seniors who are getting ready to graduate. You know, some students are ready to go straight to college. Some students are ready to go straight to the workforce, and we need both. And so the workforce tour is kind of gathering up some of those seniors that are not doing the continued education path and taking them around and showing them, just reminding them what's available in Mexico. Certainly some of them are a little bit more ready to work because they're 18 or getting really close to being 18. I talk a lot about having a career versus a job. And, you know, we talk a lot, too, about supporting yourself and making sure that you're able to support yourself. A living wage right now in Audrain County for one person with no children, you need to be making $19 and I think 2 cents or something like that in order to be able to really make ends meet. And we need to make sure that students know that.
Absolutely. Well, a lot of great things coming up here. I can't believe that we're really steamrolling towards graduation day.
I know this senior mom is trying to soak it all in. So,
well, best of luck on that. And as always, we appreciate you coming in and taking some time out with us.
Oh, thanks so much, Matt.